Tav Chof Beis Amud Beis. We'll begin Chof Beis Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Continuing with the discussion of Hadlaka Miner Lener, Ner Chanukah, can you ignite one Ner Chanukah from another one? Yosef, Haomir Rabbanu Kamid Rav Adar Bar Abba Yosef Ikama. And he said, Time at the Rav Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. The reason of Rav is Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. The reason you cannot ignite one Hanukkah candle from the other is because it's disgraceful for the mitzvah. It seems that you're using it, and you're using the mitzvah, you're using the Ner Hanukkah for another purpose. Now, even though it's being used for a mitzvah, and even though it's being used for the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, but you're still using one Ner, one mitzvah, for something else. So that's considered a bizui. Amr lehu, loitetzis lehu. He says, do not listen to this. That's not the reason. Time of the Rav. Rather, the reason is, mishum dekamash machish mitzvah. It's because it looks like you're dimming, like you're taking away from the light of one Ner. It looks like you're dimming the light, you're darkening it, making it more dim, you're taking away from the Ner. My beinayu. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? My beinayu, iki beinayu, to come out, mishraga lishraga. If he's lighting it directly from one candle to the other. Meaning, as opposed to where if he takes a shamus, if he takes a wick, and he takes the shamus, which is not a Ner Hanukkah. He takes the shamus and he ignites it from one Ner Hanukkah and lights it to another one. Now over there, there's a bizui mitzvah. Because something which is not a mitzvah is being ignited from the Ner Chanukah. The Shamus is not Ner Mitzvah. Now, in a case, however, where you're lighting it directly, if the wicks are long and you light one Ner Chanukah directly from the other Ner Chanukah, over there you're not using an intermediary which is not the mitzvah and not the mitzvah of Chanukah. So the kamatlik mishraga lishraga, if he's lighting it directly from one candle to the next, mandam mishum bizui mitzvah. The one who says the reason that Rav says that you cannot light miner l'ner is bizui mitzvah mishraga lishraga. Madlik, over here there's no bizui mitzvah because there's no intermediary which is not a dvar mitzvah. It's being used directly from one ner to ner Chanukah to the next. Mandam Rishum Achushi Mitzvah, but the one who says Achushi, it looks like you're dimming the light of the Ner Chanukah, Mishraga Lishraga, Nami Aser would also be Aser. So that's enough Kamina. So what is the reason? And therefore, is it also, when Rav says it's also, is it even Mishraga Lishraga? Or is it no? It's only if he uses a Shamas, and he lights it from one Chanukah to light another Ner Chanukah. But if it's direct, perhaps it's Mutar. So that's the Shailim. Masiv Rav Avya, how can we entertain this tzad? He says, Masiv Rav Avya, Sela Shel Maisa Sheni. If you have a Sela of Maisa Sheni, person has produce, he has the crops that are grown, it's new produce, so he has to be Mafrish Maisa Sheni. In the years where Maisa Sheni is knowing, he has to be Mafrish Maisa Sheni, he takes the tenth, and he brings the produce up to Yerushalayim, to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If it's too difficult to transport it, to carry it up, he can be poided. He can be poided on money, on a coin. So if he was poided, and now has this coin of Maaser Sheni, that has Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, it has to be taken up to Yerushalayim, and with that he purchases food and eats it in Yerushalayim. So he has this coin of Maaser Sheni. Ein Shoiklin Kenegda Dinorei Zov. He cannot use it as a counterweight to put it on a scale, to measure another coin on it, to see if this other coin, this dinar zav, is whole, is complete, is not deficient. He cannot use the sel of Maaser Sheni as a counterweight to weigh the other dinar of zav. Vafilu chalav Maaser Sheni acher. And this cannot be used not only if this dinar zav is being used for personal purposes of its chulin, but even if his intent is to see that it is whole, that it's complete, and to use it to be poida, to redeem other Maaser Sheni, and therefore to use this coin ultimately for Maaser Sheni, he still cannot do it. Now, if you say the machloik is Rav and Shmuel, is miner lener, avon mikansa asa Shmuel, but if it would be through a kinsiv, through a wick, through a shamus, then Shmuel would agree that it's also. If you say the whole machloik is only if it's direct, if it's direct from Nerla. But Shmuel would agree that if using a shamas, he would agree that it's also Ha'aloi Tavit Yuvta, then it's not a kasha Shmuel. Shmuel says it's mutmi Nerla Ner. Now, if he says it's only mutmi Nerla Ner if it's direct, but through a shamas it would be also, then this would not be a kasha, because this would be, he is measuring this dinner Zohov, which currently, right now, has no Kedusha, and it's not, even though it will be used for a mitzvah perhaps, but right now, it's Chulin. So, that's not a kash on Shmuel. Eliyam, Rabbi Kinson, Nami Shor. But if you say that Shmuel says Mater, the Ner Chanukah, even with a Shamus, which is not a Dvar Mitzvah, HaTavit Yufta, then why is this Bryson not a kasha on, why is it not a kasha on Shmuel? You see over here that you cannot use a Mitzvah for another purpose. Even if it's ultimately going to be used for a purpose, you cannot measure, you can't weigh, rather, one dinner of Meiser and use it as a counterweight for a dinner of Zov, which is not Meiser. Omer Rabba, Rabba said, no, perhaps you can answer it because, and resolve it because it's a gzeresh lo micham mishkoloisa, become mapik leiluchulin. Now, perhaps there is no iser per se for weighing one, the dinner of the Meiser Sheni with the dinner Zov. Perhaps that's not in itself an Isser. And perhaps because ultimately his intent is to use the dinner Zov for pigeon of Meiser Sheni, for Meiser Sheni, Shmuel could hold that really, Me'ikr, it's Mutter. And you could be Madlik and Ner Chanukah from one to the other with a Shamus, because you're using it ultimately for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So, but why is it also by the case of the Meiser Sheni? Over there, the reason that he asks is it's a gzer. It in itself, perhaps, is not also, but it's a gzer. Because what might happen if he weighs it, and if he sees that the dinner zov is deficient, and it doesn't have the weight, then he won't use it to be poyed in Meiser Sheni. So it could come out that even though that's his intent to use it for Meiser Sheni, but if he weighs it and he sees that it doesn't weigh what the full weight of a dinner zov, if it's deficient, then perhaps then it won't be used. He won't use it. It's not worth enough. It doesn't weigh enough, and it's not worth enough to use it to be poyda, the Meiser Sheni, and it won't be used for the mitzvah. So it'll end up that he weighed, they used the Meiser Sheni, the money of the Meiser Sheni, to weigh this coin, which this dinner's off, which ultimately, at the end of the day, he is not going to use for Meiser Sheni. So therefore it's also because it might end up that he will not use it for the mitzvah. But in this case over here, he's using it for the mitzvah, and we don't have that concern, so therefore Shmuel will say that it's mutter, so it's not a kasha on Shmuel. And even if Shmuel's mater it, even if he's mater al yidei akinsa through a shamas, it still would be mutter, and this would not be a kasha on Shmuel. So on this basis, we have a discussion in the Paiskim that if you're mater miner lener, and if we match miner lener and through a shamas, but perhaps as the Shulchan Aruch says that should be only mutter if it's the type of shamas that you don't have a concern that the fire will go out, because as we see from here, you can't be shoykel the meiser with the dinner zov with the money of the meiser sheni because it might be deficient. So if there's a reasonable concern that it might not be used for the mitzvah, then Shmuel would agree that it's also. So therefore, if you're lighting the shamas, using the shamas to light from the Ner Chanukah, and there is a reasonable concern, there are grounds to be concerned that it might go out. It's the wick is not that thick enough, or is it? It's not flammable enough, or the candle doesn't draw the oil from the candle properly, then it should be also, even according to Shmuel, it should be also because it might not end up, you've used the Ner Chanukah to ignite this candle, and if this candle is ultimately not going to be used for the mitzvah, then Shmuel would agree that would be also. The Taz seems to argue on the Shulchan Aruch on this point, but this is what's brought out and seems to be from this Gemara that we would have this concern. Masa Rav Sheshes Michus LaParoich Es Hoedus Yaroich, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had to be outside the Paroiches. It was placed outside the Paroiches. So V'chil Oyer Hutzarech, why did it have to be placed outside? Was the menorah lit in the Beis HaMikdash to give off light? Is that the people needed light? That's why it was lit. V'alai kol arboim shana shalch b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. All the 40 years they went in the Midbar, lehalcho elo loira. They went to the or of the Shekhinah, the Omod Eish. So they had light. They didn't need the menorah for light. So why was it placed outside? Elo, it's edus. It's mechutz mil parochus edus. It's an edus. It testifies. It testified, Eidos Hilaboy Oila, Shah Shekhinah Sharbi Yisrael. It's an Eidos, it's a testimony that the Shekhinah is Sharbi Yisrael. Why is that? Because in the lighting of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, there was a nes. It was a regular nes with the shemen of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. My Eidos, what is the Eidos? Amarav Zu Ner Ma'aravi, the references to the Ner Ma'aravi. What is the Ner Ma'aravi? There's two deis. As Rashi brings down in the Gemara in Menachos, it's either the second, if the menorah was placed east-west, then it was the second one from the east. That's called the Maravi, the west, because it was further from the east. It was one from the east. It's called the west in relation to the one that's at the end, at the eastern end. And according to the Mandamra, it was north-south. It was the middle one, which was tilted to the west. That's why it's called Ner Ma'aravi. Al Kolponim, the Eidus is, it's referring to the Ner Ma'aravi. Shenoisim b'Hashem v'kemidus chavrusah. It was the same amount of oil was placed in each one of the Neres in the menorah. They had to put enough oil that it had to be lit through the night. And the long nights of Teves, it had to have enough oil that it would light through the longest nights of the year. Even in the month of Teves, and which was a Chatzilug, and they used that same amount of oil for the whole year. And each one of the Neres had the same amount of oil. And the Ner Ma'aravi, Shenoisim Ba'amid Hashem Chavrusa, Umemena Haya Madlik, and the other Neres were ignited from the Ner Ma'aravi. So that was the first one to be lit. Uba Haya Messiah. And the way Rashi learns, Taisus argues, the way Rashi learns is that the Ner Ma'aravi was lit first, and the Neres lit through the night. The next morning, the other Neres, where the flame was extinguished, there was Hatovas HaNeres, but the Ner Ma'aravi continued to light the entire day. Throughout the next day, it was still lighting. It was still burning. And only at the end of the day, that's when it went out, was extinguished, and then they kind of did the Hatovas Ner for the Ma'aravi. He lit the Ner Ma'aravi, and the other ones were ignited from the Ner Ma'aravi. So there was an ace. It was an edus that the Shekhinah was Shari Yisrael, because the Ner Ma'aravi had the same amount of oil as the other Neres, but it continued to burn after all of them were extinguished. It was the first one to be lit, and it continued burning throughout the day. So there was an ace. And so that was a constant nes, and it showed that the Shekhinah was Sharbi Yisrael. Now, how does it relate to our discussion? V'ha'acha came into Kaviyah Neros, the Neros were set in place, so he couldn't pick it up and light and take it to the other Neros to ignite, to light the other Neros. Lo'isagid lo'im mishkal v'adluki. So must be that he took a Shamas and he lit it from the Ner Ma'aravi to light the other Neres. So don't you see that you're madlikim mi ner le ner, even through the intermediary of a Shamas? Kasha ben l'man dam rishum bizu mitzu, ben l'man dam rishum achushe mitzu. So it's a kasha on either of them. Isn't this a kasha on Rav? No matter how you learn, whether it's achushe or bizu mitzu, isn't it, are you not lighting the other Neres from the Ner Ma'aravi with a Shamas? No, perhaps there was no shamas. Perhaps the wicks were very long, and it stretched, it extended from one Ner all the way to the Ner Ma'aravi, and even from the furthest one, even from the seventh one, it stretched to the Ner Ma'aravi. Saif Saif, Frank Demora, Lamandom, Mishum, Achushe Mitzah Kash, but nevertheless, according to the Mandamar, Achushe Mitzah, it's also, even if it's direct, even if it's Psilas Aruchas, it would be also Kasha. Then Echanami, it is a Kasha on the Mandamar of Achushe Mitzah. My Havala, what's Maskonos Advorim? Is it Mut Miner Liner, or is it also Miner Liner? Omer of Hunabarate of Yeshua Chazin. Let's see. He had Lokoise Mitzah, if the Mitzah of Chanukah. If the mitzvah of Hanukkah is the lighting of the ner, is that the kiyum mitzvah? Then madlik miner l'ner. Then it would be mutter to be madlik miner l'ner, because if you're lighting it from one to the other, then you're doing the hadloka. The hadloka itself is the mitzvah. So even though you're lighting it from one ner Hanukkah, but you're doing the mitzvah. The lighting is the mitzvah, so you're being mekayim the mitzvah with this hadlaka. So even though you are igniting it from a ner Hanukkah, but you're doing a mitzvah with it, so it's mutter. V'hanocha is a mitzvah, but if the ikar mitzvah of Hanukkah is not the lighting of the ner, it's taking the ner that was lit and placing it in its place, and placing it down is where the kiyum mitzvah is. A madlik miner l'ner. Then you cannot be madlik miner l'ner. The boilu, because we have a shaila hadlaka is a mitzvah and ocha is a mitzvah. Because we have the shaila. What is the ikar mitzvah of Hanukkah? Is it the lighting? Is it the hadlaka or the hanocha? Tosafos says, and nafka mina would be that if the hadlaka is oisa mitzvah, then if a chair shayt of a cotton did the hadlaka, they're not bar chiyuva, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If a person had the ner Hanukkah lit by a chair shayt of a cotton, there's no kima mitzvah. But if the hanocha is oisa mitzvah, then even if they lit it, but he of a bardas, a godel bardas, and he took it and placed it in its place, he did the hanocha, then there would be a kima mitzvah. On the other hand, if we say that Hanocha is a mitzvah, then even if it was lit by a godel bardas, but if a cher shoyt of cotton placed it, put it the Hanocha and put it in its place, according to the Mandam, Hanocha is a mitzvah, you're not yaitz. So that's the shaila. Is it ikar mitzvah Hanukkah? Is it the hadlaka? Then you would say madlik miner l'ner. Or it is it the Hanocha? So let's try to prove what the mitzvah Hanukkah is. Tashma, Dama Rava, Hayat Tafas Ner Hanukkah. If a person was holding on to Ner Hanukkah, and he was standing. So from the time that he lit it, and he was holding it in his hand until the time that it went out. Layasav Layklum. So he's not becoming the mitzvah. He did nothing. He was not becoming the mitzvah. Shemami no Hanukkah. Oisa mitzvah. Don't you see from over here that Hanocha oisa mitzvah? He lit it. What's the problem? Why is it loyasu leiklum? He lit it. He's a bardas. He's a godel. He lit it. But he's holding it. He's not yaitza. Doesn't that show that Hanocha oisa mitzvah? It has to be put in its place? Gemara says no. Awesome. Aroya oimer letzar chuda nokid la. Really, I'll tell you that it's the hadlaka zayis a mitzvah, not the hanocha. But the problem over here is that since he's holding it in place the entire time, then it gives the appearance of the ner that's for personal use. It doesn't have the appearance, since he's holding it, he lit it, and he's holding it, people will assume that this is not for mitzvah. It's his personal use. He's holding a candle. Now, mitzvah ner Hanukkah, there's a mitzvah of pirsumi nisa. We have to be mefarsam the nes. Now, perhaps I'll tell you that really you don't have to do hanocha per se. And if hanocha is done by a cheresh ayit v'kot in your yaitz. But over here, the problem is that people will assume he's holding it the entire time. It's for his personal use. So there's no pirsumi nisa. That's why lo yosef lo yiklum. Tashma Dama Rava Hidlik Bifnim. If a person lit it Bifnim, Vaitsiyam. If he lit it inside and then he took it out, Loyasa Klum. He did not, it was not Yotze, he did nothing. He lit it inside and then he took it out, he's not Yotze. Now, Iyamrat Bishloma Hadlaka Isa Mitzah. If you say Hadlaka Isa Mitzah, I can understand why Loyasa Klum. Because Hadlaka Mimkaimabina. Because I need the hadlaka b'makayma. Right? It has to be done, ad lokes, ice of the mitzvah. So it has to be done in a place where you can be kind of the mitzvah. So it has to be done outside. In those days, the mokam, Ner Hanukkah was outside. So it need ad lokes in the place that you're using. So mishum, haki lo yaso klo. Eli yamrin hanocha yisa mitzvah. But if you say hanocha yisa mitzvah, amai lo yaso v'lo klom. But if you say hanocha yisa mitzvah, well, he did the hanocha in the mock mitzvah. The hadlocha is not the mitzvah. Now, if he lit it inside and he carried it out and he put it in the entranceway, what's the problem? Why is it lo yaso klom? More answer. Hosam nami haroyahu aimer l'sarachu da'adaka. Here also, no, perhaps the reason is because since he lit it inside and he carried it out, and now he's putting it outside, the person looking over there will assume that this was for personal use. He had a candle that he used for light inside, and now he needs light outside, so he's taking it for his personal use. So there's no presuming nisa. Meaning perhaps I'll tell you really that hanocha isim is. And for instance, if it was lit by a chereshoit of a cotton, even if it was a chereshoit of a cotton, but they lit it outside, and then the godel took it and placed it and put it down, perhaps that'll be yaisa, because hanocha yaisa mitzah, perhaps. What's the problem over here? The problem over here is that it was lit inside, and now it's being taken out. A person will think it's for personal use. So there's no presuming nisa, and that's why lo yaso l'klum. But as Taisus explains, if it was lit outside, even by a chereshoit of a cotton, but it was lit outside in the place where it's being placed for, going to be placed for the purpose of the Ner Hanukkah, where the makom of the Ner Hanukkah is supposed to be, according to the Man Domer, hanocha yisa mitzvah, as long as the godel put it down, then he would be yisa. So we have no raya from here. So this discussion will be continued on the next Omud.